That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is so crazy right now. Who is with me? I have thought about having my own podcast now for a very long time, especially because you guys know I'm friends with Brooke and Danielle and their podcast, Gals on the Go. They're like my main inspiration. So just first and foremost, shout out to them. And right now I'm obsessed with Tori Sterling's podcast. It's so funny because she actually, I think, just switched her social media to be Tori DeSimone because that's her real last name. But those are like the two podcasts that I mainly listen to, and I'm just so obsessed with them. I feel like when I am listening to them that we are just hanging out, chatting, like it just feels like I'm hanging out with my best friend. So that's really what I want this podcast to be about. Welcome to Happy Hour with Gretchen Garrity. You guys, this is so crazy that this is happening right now, and I am just like in disbelief, honestly, that I'm recording this right now because I've been thinking about doing this for so long. And basically, you guys know my roommate, my best friend Taylor, we were brainstorming like back in May. Like, this has been in the works for a while. And I ordered the microphone right then and there. I was like, I'm gonna do it. Obviously now it's October, so it took a little while. But she was pretty much the one that came up with the name Happy Hour. So first, let's just talk about that quickly, right? Sorry if this is all over the place. Disclaimer, this is my first one. Only up from here, right? And I feel like with anything new, you really just have to jump in. So obviously this will be all over the place. If you guys know me, you already know that's how I am. I'm like very scatterbrained, loose cannon as it is, right? So I'm sure this will be all over the place, but just bear with me. And I'm sure I'll improve as time goes on. So why Happy Hour? Like, why is it named that, right? You're probably wondering. Actually, if you have been with me for a while, I'm pretty sure that you could guess why it would be called Happy Hour. Mainly, I love this name because my biggest feedback that I get on, you know, all social media, and I've been doing YouTube since like 2012, like freaking 7 years, is just how positive I am. And it's so funny because I think it took a couple years of people commenting that for it to hit me and be like, why are people saying this all the time? Like, I'm just me and how I am. And now I just realize that that's feedback that I get all the time and something that everyone always says about me and just how positive and happy I am. And just, I always am kind of seeing like the bright side of things. So clearly, Happy Hour, like literally I want this to be an hour of you guys listening and just being happy and putting you in a good mood. And you know, that's my main goal for this podcast, is just to like hang out with you guys, get to know you better, you get to know me better. This is more like, you know, intimate, and you get to know me even more than you get to know me through my Instagram and YouTube and everything. And yeah, I just always thought this would be the funnest way to like literally chit chat with you. Like, that's what I want this to be like. And like I said, whenever I listen to Brooke and Danielle's podcast or Tori's podcast, I really feel like I'm on the phone with them, and I just feel like we're chatting, and I love, like, I feel like I'm catching up with them in a way, you know, and hearing about what they're doing right now and their favorites and so forth. So that is the main reason that it's called Happy Hour. And obviously, if you guys know, Happy Hour is like a time that you meet with your friends, get drinks after work. Fun fact, Happy Hour is actually illegal in Boston, so that kind of worried me for this being the name of my podcast for a little while. But it's okay. And yeah, I just like that you know, connotation of it too. Is that the right word? Because I feel like happy hour with your friends after work, you're just unwinding, you're being really real and raw, and maybe you have a drink and everyone's just so like transparent and honest. And that's what I want this to be as well. You guys know, if you followed me on social media for a while, just how open I am, and I will always be so transparent and so open with you guys. Like I said, if you've been following me on YouTube for a while, you already know that's exactly how I am. But especially on here, since this is just such like long form content, I'm sure we'll get into like the nitty gritty and really like niche like subjects where I could talk about fun things or funny things or happy things or sometimes really important tough things or sad things. And if you guys know the past year I've had, then you know what I'm talking about. We're gonna keep this one light though. This is the intro, so don't want to scare anyone off yet, right? So that's pretty much why the name is Happy Hour, just because the idea, the name came from Taylor, so all credits to you. I love that name. I'm sure there's other like happy hour podcasts to exist, but that's just what I'm gonna do. This is the only one with me, so yeah, here we go. Don't worry, it's not all gonna be about like drinking or anything like that. That's another thing I was worried about, that everyone thinks that I'm gonna be like drinking in every episode. That is just not the case. It's me sitting here sober talking to you, so don't worry about that. But yeah, I basically became obsessed with Tori's podcast and her just kind of, I don't even know how I would call it. I feel like she would just start thinking about certain subjects or have like little notes along the way, and her mind would just run and she would just say like everything she thought of, and it was just so interesting, and I just found that so relatable. And yeah, everything she was talking about, I'm like, oh my God, like sis, like I agree with everything you're saying. So I knew that this would be so fun, and I'm just so excited to start this journey with you guys. So let's talk about the first thing that I want to talk about in every single one of these episodes, which I was thinking about it, and obviously it's called Happy Hour, so I figured in the beginning of each episode, I could talk about what I'm happy about currently. So I don't know if you think that's like dumb or like cool, let me know. I'm sure some structure to these episodes would be really helpful, because I am really scatterbrained and all over the place, and I could just, you know, get off in any direction talking about who knows what. So this is the only structure I have so far, but I'm sure we can add more as we go. I'm so open to your guys' ideas, feedback, constructive criticism. I really do like hearing, because I don't know, if there's like an overwhelming sentiment from you guys, clearly you're noticing something, and it's something that I should be aware of. So anyway, all I'm saying is your feedback is welcome. And let's talk about what I'm happy about currently. So I figured this could be, you know, something really simple, like my mascara turned out so good today, like my eyelashes look bomb, like something like simple, right? Or it could be a lot more deep. So I think what I'm gonna say for this episode is that I am just really happy and like proud of myself, not to get like too mushy, for just being so independent and trying to get better at being alone. Also, sorry, I just realized I say like and all the time. I'm gonna try to get better with that. That's the one thing I noticed the most from being on Brooke's podcast, is how much I said like, and I'm like, oh my God, girl, stop saying that. So I'm gonna try to get better with that. But I am just so proud of myself really right now for being independent, and currently I am at my apartment alone, and I'm gonna be alone all weekend. But I know how important it is for me to be able to spend time with myself and be independent and be okay with that and be able to, like, you know, function as a human, feed myself, work out, like change my clothes, shower. I know that sounds crazy probably to some of you who are so independent naturally and just like how you are, and maybe like introverted and just really good at spending time alone. But if you're like me and you're extremely extroverted, or you, I don't know, have a twin, because I remember seeing that comment a lot, that everyone's like, oh, you're like that because you have a twin. So I guess there's a lot of twins out there who are with me who are really bad at spending time alone. Then you might understand why I have such a problem with that, because I've always been surrounded by people all my life, and now 22 living in Boston apartment, I find myself alone a lot. So I'm getting better at being alone, and yeah, I'm just happy that I am trying to grow and work on that. So that's what I'm happy about with myself. So if you are brand new for some reason and you have no idea who I am, you're like, what is this podcast? What am I listening to? I'm sure most of you know who I am, but little recap. I am from Albany, New York, just upstate New York, and I just graduated from Boston University in May. So I went to BU for 4 years. I graduated graduated from the business school, the Questrom School of Business, and I had my concentration in marketing. I have a golden doodle named Teddy at home, and I love him so much. I miss him whenever I'm not home in Albany because he's the best. And yeah, just living in Boston, living the dream right now. What's funny is I always thought I was going to move to New York the second I graduated, and I lived in East Village for a summer, and I loved it, but I just realized how distracted I get in New York, how easy it is to fall into having too much fun and eating out too much and spending too much money. Like, I just feel like an overwhelming sense of FOMO in New York because there's always so much going on. It's very like overstimulating, you know? And I just realized how much I appreciate Boston and how much I love it here. Obviously, I've lived here for the past 4 years because of school. And I just feel like it's a lot more of a manageable city. It's like smaller and, in my opinion, cleaner. And just anyway, I love it here. So many of my friends are still here since a lot of my friends are younger than me and are like seniors at BU right now. And even a lot of my friends that graduated are still in Boston. So yeah, I love Boston. I love living here. You guys know I have my roommate Taylor who I live with, and it's just been like the best situation. So yeah, that's what's going on currently. If you are new for some reason, I feel like my main pride and joy that, like I said earlier, I've been doing for 7 years is my YouTube channel. So that's just Gretchen Garrity. It used to be Gretchen Loves Beauty for those of you that are OGs out there, if you remember. But yeah, that is just Gretchen Garrity if you are interested. And I think, I don't even know how podcasts work, you guys. I'm like, this is really new to me, but I think in the description, is that what it's called for these little episodes? I will have my Instagram linked, my podcast Instagram linked. I made my little podcast Instagram. Yay, so exciting. And everyone's already getting so hyped about it. And I just really appreciate that because it's scary starting something new and, you know, just going like full force with something and putting all your effort into it because you don't know how it's going to go over, how people are going to react. So just know that I really do appreciate all of your guys' kind words and support so far because it's been overwhelmingly sweet. And yeah, I just didn't even expect all the kind messages and all the comments on my first photo on my Instagram and all the follows already. So I really appreciate that. But like I said, my Instagram, my YouTube, podcast, Instagram, everything will always be in the description. And yeah, this is a learning experience for all of us, you guys. So also, I should mention quickly, I think that these episodes will usually be an hour long because I could talk all day long. And if you guys know me, I keep saying that. If you know me, you know. Like, if you know, you know. Because I could talk literally all day long. Like, I just can't shut up. That's just how I am. So yeah, I believe that these will typically be like an hour long each week. I'm sure I'll start with like once a week, probably on Fridays, just because, you know, happy hour is usually on Fridays, and I just feel like that would be fun. Then you guys can remember, like, happy hour, oh, Gretchen posts new episodes on Fridays because that's when happy hour is. So I don't know. Maybe this will change, but just preliminary, that's like what I'm thinking. So yeah, let's just talk about me and like my life right now. I think I like gave an intro to the podcast enough. So let's just talk about currently like what's going on, right? So I literally just have little notes written down. Sorry if these seem like random, but you guys know my mom, she's the best, and she is still living in Albany. She's just in upstate New York with my dog Teddy, so that's like update on her, doing good, just visited her, and yeah, she's hanging in there. She is like the strongest person I know in my life and such a role model, and I love her so much. Maybe she would be on the podcast one day. I wonder if she would. I'm already getting so excited for like all my friends and family to like be on my podcast, but that's my mom right now. You guys know my twin sister, Lucy. One of what's funny is I'm like smiling this whole time I'm recording this because I feel like I'm filming a video, but you can't even see me, but I'm like smiling so big right now because I'm so excited. So just know that. But Lucy is living in Ireland. If you guys saw that, I probably talked about it in videos, but she's living in Ireland. She moved there at the beginning of September to live with her boyfriend, Dara. They have been long distance for 2 years now. So I'm so happy for her, although obviously selfishly I'm sad that she lives so far away, and I wish, you know, she like lived with me and that we could see each other every day. I'm so happy for her because I know how hard long distance is. I mean, I can't even imagine, like, I've never done long distance like that, like a 5-hour time difference, right? So I am so happy for her. I know she's like looking for a job there, living her best life. So that is an update on Lucy. I hope to visit her very soon because I've never been to Ireland and I freaking miss that girl. So that's what Lucy's up to. Max, oh boy, let's talk about Max, babe, when you're listening to this, I love you. But All right, that's another reason that this podcast is just like such good timing, you guys, because if you guys know, started dating Max last fall. It's crazy. We're about to be coming up on our 1 year anniversary, and that is just like so wild to me and blows my mind because honestly, I feel like I just met him, but at the same time, I feel like we have lived so much life together and we've done so much together. I'm like, whoa, like all these trips we went on or all these things that have happened throughout our relationship. So, it's just really crazy that we're coming up on 1 year already. And yeah, just when you know, guys, he's the one. Just love you, babe. You're listening to this. I'm so mushy. If I ever have a podcast episode with him, that is going to be something else. But, oh, I should talk about what he's doing right now, right? Instead of being like smitten kitten over here. Okay, so he is living in Reading, Pennsylvania right now. He is playing for his first professional hockey team. Yay! So exciting. I'm so proud of him because what little boy growing up playing hockey doesn't want to, you know, go play professionally, and how many that actually can. Like, I am just beyond proud of him, and this is just such an exciting time. And as sad I was this summer being like, oh, don't leave, you're gonna leave me alone, like, no, I'm so happy for him. Like, you gotta follow your dreams. So yeah, this is just gonna be like a more exciting time for him. So yes, he's in Reading, Pennsylvania right now. I'm actually going to visit him soon. I'm so excited, and I can't be too sad or complain too much because we'll probably see each other every 3 weeks, if not like less than that, if not every like 2 weeks. So we'll be okay. I'm just lucky that I, you know, am working remotely essentially and can work from wherever. But at the same time, like I've mentioned in videos, I know how important it is for me to like be in my routine in Boston and have my friends and not just have my whole life revolve around him, even though if it was up to me, that's probably what I would do. So long distance as of now. Good news is though that he literally left at the end of September and he will be back in April because that's when hockey season ends. So it's very temporary, not that long at all. And yeah, we are going to get through it. It's going to be great. It's going to make us even stronger. I wrote down Teddy, update on Teddy. He's doing well. He is obsessed with my mom. He is like attached to her hip. I swear when I'm home, I'll be petting him and he'll like run away and go stand next to her. Like, he is just so obsessed with my mom. But Teddy's doing good. He recently got a haircut, living his best life. He goes to doggy daycare a lot and plays with his friends. So I'm happy that he's being social, getting out there, you know. Anyway, so roommate Taylor, you guys know and love Taylor. She is the best. Fun fact, I've probably known Taylor since the third grade. We played rec soccer together and her mom was our coach and she was like the star player. I think I've said that in videos before. But anyway, I don't know if we were like friends then because she was like too cool and I was the bench warmer, but we actually became friends when Lucy and I started rowing in the eighth grade. So yeah, Taylor and I go way back. We were friends all of high school, lived together in college, we're friends all through college, and now living together after college, basically we're attached at the hip. So love her. She's doing great. She has a new boyfriend. Ooh, Tucker. I can talk about him now and say his name and stuff, I feel like, because I showed him in one of my recent videos, his debut. So she's doing great, living her best life, working in Boston, and yeah, love her to bits. Also, I thought quickly I should just talk about my friends in Boston because I am just so grateful for like my big, huge support network that I have in Boston, with my family that are like all over, obviously. And yeah, so obviously Taylor was like a big push in starting my podcast just because she literally thought of the name and it was just so encouraging and sweet. And Taylor, when you're listening to this, you're going to be like, oh my gosh. But I swear Taylor is one of those friends that makes you a better person. And I urge you guys to find friends that like make you a better person when you're around them. They're very specific types of people. And you just get this sense from being around them that they're like enriching your life and they're making you a better person because they're so kind or they're so sweet or they're so driven or so hardworking. I find Brooke and Arlen are actually a lot like that too. So that's Taylor. Brooke and Arlen, thank you so much, you two, because they are really the ones that got this podcast happening right now and not any earlier or any later, because obviously I kept talking about it, but I was so worried about like the startup and it's kind of like techie and scary and harder than YouTube. But Arlen helped me so much today and so did Brooke, and they are just wizards and so hardworking. So I love being around them because I immediately feel like motivated and love them. So I'm so happy they're in Boston. Natalie, obviously you guys know, it's so fun that Natalie's still here because She was my big and alpha phi, and I just love her, and we were friends, obviously, before she even started YouTube or anything, so it's just so fun that she is in Boston, too, and obviously, like, love her to bits. I want her to start a podcast, too, because she's freaking hilarious, so I hope she starts one. You guys know my best friend, Louisa, is still in Boston. She's a senior at BU. She would be so interesting to interview. I already have, like, I literally want to interview everyone on this podcast because I have so many questions for them, and I know it would be, like, so interesting for you guys. Maggie and Emma, wait, did I talk about them already? I don't think so. I'm, like, always thinking about them. I love you guys so much when you're listening to this because they are literally my neighbors, and I feel like I just talk to them all day long, so obviously, I'm so happy they're in Boston and we're doing such similar things because we always get to hang out, or me and Maggie will go to Seoul, or I'll go to Core Power with Emma, or just like literally they'll do anything with me. We're so similar and I just love them so much, and I love traveling with them, and I definitely want to have them on the podcast as well because they are so interesting and I'm so inspired by them too because everyone's, you know, getting after it in Boston and just working so hard. And so yeah, also like my little Juliet, the list goes on and on. If you're my friend listening to this right now, I love you, but I feel like I've been talking about friends for a while, so we're gonna move on. But all my friends are in Boston, you know who you are, and I love you, and chances are I want you on this podcast because although I know it'll be me a lot of the time alone, like podcasts with two people I feel like are so fun because it's just so like conversational, and yeah, you feel like you're hanging out with your friends even more. And fun fact, I always thought that you had to have a podcast with two people because I only just ever listened to Brooke and Danielle, but then when Brooke told me to listen, I was going to say watch, when Brooke told me to listen to Tori's podcast, I'm like, wait, I love this just as much, like equally as much as Gals on the Go. And it was just her like talking about all sorts of stuff. So yeah, sometimes all I'm trying to say is sometimes it's going to be just me. Sometimes it'll be me and a friend or a cousin or a sister or a mom or whatever it is. So we'll see how they feel about this and if they want to be on the podcast. I haven't talked to anyone about it yet, but I'm already excited for that. Basically, I was thinking about interviews with my friends, and immediately I thought of Louisa because you guys love her and she's in so many of my videos, and I feel like there's always so many comments on her, or so many comments about her because she's in such good shape now, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, like Louisa got in such good shape, what does she do? So that could be a whole episode in itself, you know. And even thinking about Mandy, my cousin Mandy, you guys love her. Mandy's the cutest and the sweetest, and I miss her. I love her. I'm going to visit her very soon. And since she's still in college, she has an even more, like, obviously I have a good idea of college. I just graduated in May. I'm not, like, old and washed up yet, but she has, like, a firsthand account of, like, currently being in college, and she's someone that would be so interesting to talk to since she goes to a Southern school, and obviously has lived a different life than me and is just like an interesting person in general and so sweet. And I feel like someone that a lot of you guys look up to because there's always comments like, where did Mandy get this or that? Or, you know, I feel like people are inspired by Mandy too because she's adorable. So yeah, basically I will take your guys' requests. Like I said earlier, your feedback. I would just love to talk about whatever you guys want me to talk about. I'm sure we'll talk about relationships and boys and maybe girls and friends and drama and college and life post-grad and maybe rowing. Like literally anything you guys want to hear about, I am probably up for talking about unless it's like too crazy. You catch my drift. We don't need to go there. I was just thinking, you guys are probably like, why now? Like, why are you starting a podcast now? Well, because I bought this microphone in May and I've been wanting to do this for a while. And like I keep saying, I could talk all day long. As you can probably tell, I'm just chatty Kathy over here. I just feel like this would be such a good time to do this right now since, like I said, I am not living with my boyfriend anymore and we were together all summer and I just got so used to having him as like literally my companion and best friend and someone that I was always spending time with, and I was literally never alone, that I know that having this podcast right now will especially be good for me because I'll have you guys to talk to. So when I'm feeling lonely, I'll just whip out the microphone, chat with you guys. When you guys are done hearing me, had enough of me, I'll whip out the vlog camera. So it'll be so great, and I'm just so excited to start this journey with everyone. I feel like such a newbie. I feel like I don't really know anything about podcasts. I learned a lot today from Brooke and Arlen. Again, shout out to them because I literally just would not be here with them. Like Brooke told me what mic to get. Like Arlen was showing me like the back end of things, and they are just so helpful. I know I have to like submit my podcast to Apple and Spotify, and they have to approve it, which I think they like approve everybody's, and then it goes through in like a couple days or a week or something. So hopefully this is coming soon and is up sooner than later. But yeah, it was just so interesting to me because I always assumed that it was just really easy, like YouTube, like upload file, like done, you know, like that's how it is on YouTube or Instagram post. But podcasts seem a little more tricky. So hopefully all the hard work is done by now and this is up and running if you're listening to this. So yeah, like I said, I just want this to be like probably an hour podcast every week. Probably on Fridays, like I said. Sorry if I'm getting like repetitive in this. And like right now, I don't think this one is going to be an hour because I think I talked about mostly what I want to talk about already, what this is going to be about. And I'm sure I'll like answer your guys' questions as I go along. I'm sure I'm like leaving stuff out since this is probably only going to end up being like half an hour long, which I feel like seems so short because when I was recording with Brooks, if you guys listened to the one, I was on Gals on the Go with Brooke, and I thought that was, like, the funnest podcast ever, so you should definitely go listen to that, by the way. But we just could not stop talking. Like, I think that one was an hour and 20 minutes, and I felt like we could have talked for a whole other hour, you know? So I'm sure once I'm a lot more structured with, like, topics as I go, this will get easier. Right now, I'm just saying random stuff. And you know what? That actually reminds me when I listen to Tori Sterling's first podcast. That's what Brooke sent to me and was like, you should definitely listen to this. This was her first one. And it was kind of all over the place, like her, what is that called? Like your stream of consciousness or just like her thoughts. But it was so interesting. And she basically was like, I had some vodka sodas today. Like she was at a party or something. And she's like, I'm just feeling chatty. Let's talk. And that was my favorite episode ever because she was just so honest and like open with what she was doing right now and how she was doing. And I think the title was called Confused or Confusing, something like that. And she was basically talking all about like food and nutrition and diets and how if you say like vegan or paleo or gluten-free or anything like that, if you explain any of them, it makes sense, but it's all confusing because there's so much information and information that like contradicts one another. And obviously, in a more recent one, I just find her podcast so interesting. If you couldn't tell, I'm a big fan. I'm actually about to meet her. This might go up after I meet her, which is exciting. And what's funny is I've known her for a while, just through like Brooke, Danielle, other mutual friends, but I've never actually met her in person. So this is gonna be so fun. But obviously, like I said, big fan. She's gonna be like, why are you such a fangirl? What was I saying though? I was saying that, oh yeah, she was talking all about nutrition. And then more recently, she in a podcast was talking about how obviously everyone is different, and it's so hard when you see influencers saying like, do this, like if only if you're vegan, like then blah blah blah, all your problems go away, or only if you're paleo or vegan or gluten-free or whatever it may be, because different diets and different things work for different people. Why am I getting into this right now? I'm just reiterating what she's saying. But obviously, like, everyone's different. Different things work for different people. And she was just saying how confusing all the information is out there and how she's just feeling, like, lost about it all. And I'm like, honestly, I can so relate to that. Like, who can't relate to that? So, yeah, I was just thinking about how her first podcast had, like, maybe, like, minimal bullet points or notes that she wanted to hit, but it was so interesting and that much more fun, and I hope you guys feel like we're just on FaceTime hanging out right now and, like, on a phone call as you're on a long drive, and that's why I love podcasts, too, because I always listen to them when I'm, like, driving home to Albany. It's, like, 2.5 hours from Boston, so I just turn on a podcast, and it will take me, like, halfway home or something if it's one of Brooke and Danielle's. It's, like, an hour and a half, and yeah, I just love it because I can listen to them when I'm cleaning or when I'm like taking a shower, when I first wake up in the morning or when I'm driving. And I just love that you can obviously just listen instead of having to watch. So you can do so much more stuff while you're listening. And so I've been really into podcasts recently, obviously. As I just explained, I'm like a huge fan of freaking Danielle and Tori. But yeah, so hopefully you guys are like into podcasts right now and like this. And hopefully this is just the beginning and it gets a lot better from here. Just know, bottom line, I am trying to build a space and community really for everyone to just feel so happy and so positive and for everyone to feel comfortable and welcome and loved. I so want that more than anything because I think about filming the episode I did with Brooke for their podcast and it was so much fun, and actually, both of us had the worst day that day. Like, we were both crying and just so not in the mood, and I just knew, I was like, Brooke, once we start I was going to say filming this podcast. When we start recording this podcast, we are going to feel so much better. Like, her and I are both so extroverted. I'm like, all we need is some girl time to literally chat on this podcast, and we are going to be in the best moods. We're going to be laughing. It's going to be so great, and it literally made us so happy. So I just want you guys to have that experience as well. Listening, just whether I make you laugh or I hope I don't make you cry. Maybe we'll get deep sometimes, though. And I just want you to feel, like, happy and, like, we're interacting and just living our best lives together. So just know that bottom line, I want everyone to feel welcome to listen to this podcast and just included and, again, comfortable, loved, because I love every single one of you. If you're listening to this, you're really a trooper if you got to this point. I think the last thing I want to say is that Facebook group is coming soon, because I know that will be so much fun and an even better way for all of us to interact. I joined Brooke and Danielle's, and I think I just applied to be in Tori's because I'm a big fan of those two podcasts, like I keep talking about in this whole episode. And I feel like it's such a fun way to interact with one another, and for all of you as listeners to, you know, talk amongst yourselves and me to, like, chat with you, because obviously there's not, like, comments on podcasts, right? Is there? No, I don't think so. There definitely isn't, or I would, like, realize that. So there's no comments or likes or thumbs up or any of that. So I know a Facebook group will be so much fun. So that is in the works, coming soon. Oh my gosh, is this the end, you guys? I don't know how this goes. I feel like there's so much more to say. Like, there's so much you don't know about 22-year-old me. Like, I have 22 years of things to tell you about. But I think that's it for now. Thank you guys so much for listening, especially if you got to this point. And just know, big things are coming. This is going to be great. I'm so excited. And I will see you guys next time. Talk to you guys next time. I don't know how to end this. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.